here. That's what I'm hearing say. It's the 22nd of November, 1977. It's Paul Cummings talking to Buffy Johnson. 102 Green Street, New York City. I said we all start at the beginning. You were born in New York City.
Yes, yes.
There seem to be very few people born in New York City that I interview.
This is so I understand.
And give me just some idea whereabouts and some sort of general family background, and how did you get to Massachusetts to go to school?
Well, my parents divorced when I was about 6. Mm-hmm. And they both had their undertakings. Mm-hmm. I think my mother's was getting another husband.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to my father's family in an old family house.
Ah.
In Duxbury, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh. What were your parents' names?
My mother became Mrs. Ernest Randall, and mm-hmm. my father was Alvin Johnson, mm-hmm. Alvin Fairbanks Johnson. And
so you were in New York only for early childhood?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I remember Pogo sticking up Park Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And the only building that one saw uh-huh. in the middle of Park Avenue then was the station,
Grand Central Station. Right, right.
And there was a great big walk in the middle of Park Avenue uh-huh. with benches on each side and trees, I think. It seemed to me trees. At least grass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was very pleasant.
Hmm.
Even then, the buildings were too tall. They were at least 8, 10.
They've gotten taller.
15 stories. Tremendously tall. As a matter of fact, I learned to count on the schooners that one could mm-hmm. see in the harbor. There were no buildings more than mm-hmm. 5 stories, I'd say, between Park and the whole east side, which was where one went to buy long loaves of bread and mm-hmm. you know, shop. On
where were you? Whereabouts did you live there?
58th Street.
Ah.
58th and Park.
Oh my heavens, it's certainly different now, isn't it?
Yes. I could see up and down the river, and it mm-hmm. was jam-packed full of boats.
Oh, fantastic.
And now I drive down the East River Drive, and there's mm-hmm. not a boat to be seen.
Nothing.
Winter or summer. Nothing. It's really desolate.
That's fantastic.
But most of my memories, of course, are from Duxbury, Mass., mm-hmm. which was once a seaport.
Mm-hmm.
My ancestors were sea captains
mm-hmm.
in Newburyport and Duxbury.
Mm-hmm. So
my ancestors really came from Newburyport, which is another sailing,
mm-hmm.
old sailing place.
Well, for, you know, we...
You want some tea, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit. So how did you like being moved to Massachusetts and really growing up there?
Well, first I didn't like it at all.
I mean,
but
you know.
I didn't have any say in the business. But I learned to love it. I mean, mm-hmm. it was very beautiful anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And here's your tea.
Good. You know, were there other children around? What kind of household were you put into then?
No, there were no children. I grew up with an aunt and a grandmother. My aunt's husband.
Mm-hmm.
She was rather grim.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't really want me, didn't really like me at first, but she grew to like me very much.
I mean, sort of staid New England type and not...
She wasn't very staid. When I went to boarding school at the age of 12 and swore at my mm-hmm. Roommate, who I didn't care for,